It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler with my co-host Jeff, and today we are on the conversation of masquerades. There are things that all of us have been given that present themselves as one thing and then turn out in the end to be something entirely different, almost, you know, like the metaphoric version of the Trojan horse. And I think if you play that across all aspects of society, I think we'll find that there are many Trojan horses that all of us people, you know, who are black, white, yellow, brown, anywhere in between, find ourselves falling into the trap of. You know, Jeff, what would you say through your experiences, would you find that has been a Trojan horse for you, or maybe one that you've seen being delivered and kind of pushed the pause button and said, wait a minute, is this really, you know, what it's made up to be?
Oh, gosh. I think there was a scare a few years ago about a virus that ended up being a Trojan horse that wasn't about keeping you safe, it was about stealing your freedom. I think they ran the same play on a different level when it came to this big T word, ism, terror.
Thing, oh, yeah, that terror, was in the early 2000s.
Yeah, where these towers went down and they implemented this non-patriotic act. but it was labeled as a freedom thing when what it really did was enslave. I think we've got a pattern here where we on a regular basis are presenting things to be one way when in fact they are something else altogether.
So almost in a way that we are manipulated into things and
misinformed,
demanding eventually a solution that was already prepared before the manipulation began.
Yes. Yeah. It's like it's I think of our founders about the whole chains thing about those who will give up their freedom for security.
Have neither.
Well, yeah. But that's what they've done, but they don't present it, you know, in a way that you'd expect. They come as your friend. They come as, let me help you. Those are the scariest individuals. It's those psychopaths who act as a caregiver.
You know what Ronald Reagan said?
Mm-mm.
Now, don't get me wrong. He's done some good things and some imperfect things.
Oh, sure,
but
sure.
One of his most favorite or famous lines that at least stuck with me is the most dangerous words in the dictionary are, I'm with the government and I'm here to help. But I think that maybe a way to start this out or kind of picture in what we're talking about here is that I think oftentimes there's an end goal set by those in charge of whatever our society, I suppose, and they set end goals and then figure out how they're going to bring us towards them. Because, you know, if you were given the end goal at the beginning, you probably wouldn't agree to walk to the end.
There is this insidious small group that has infiltrated, according to Klaus Schwab, infiltrated every nation. He brags about it. What they've done is they have created systems that profit this group.
Well, can we say that they've created systems or that they've just managed to take advantage of and exploit the systems that were already in place?
Oh, I don't mean that they started America's system. I'm talking about they work on diabolical ways to exploit existing systems. So they're building like a virus, like think of a virus for a computer or a virus that we fight in our body. They're creating something separate in the hopes that it's not recognized by our immune system, be it as a nation, and it slips in and maybe even has a disguise and it presents as something good. But anyway, no, I think it's a small group of people, very small, very evil. But they have a smile and they seem helpful and people will buy into it and they also buy people off. Have lots of money. Did I stress that out enough that maybe the AI won't catch it? That have money and they're funded by these groups. And again, all that money comes back. They're very wealthy and they stay wealthy for a reason.
Could we probably say the same thing about these wars that are going on?
Woo!
Don't you think there's probably a little bit of money funneling?
Money.
Maybe. Some?
Yes.
Maybe somebody's getting a piece of that pie?
I mean, the fastest way to come out of a depression or for a nation to save a dying economy is to go to war.
Oh.
Yeah.
It does kind of seem like that's the case. You're right. I mean, even there in 2000, it kind of seemed like we were on the brink of a big uh-oh financially. And then, well, we went after those weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist. And then about 8 to 10 years later, we were on the brink of the same thing. And, oops, we were back in conflict. And now, here we are.
Well, I can't take credit for that. That's Gerald Celente. He's the one that coined the phrase, when all else fails, they take you to war.
Why are we involving ourselves and sending, you know, the sons and daughters of America to die for something we have nothing to do with? Why do we want to go over and potentially kill innocent people who also have nothing to do with this?
They're no threat to us.
Exactly.
They're a threat to some people's system.
Something like that.
Yeah. No, I think that we could spend the entire podcast, we could stay here all day and name things in our present day that present one way in a mask and in fact are something evil.
I think it is always easier to look backwards and see what has happened versus looking forwards to see what potentially could happen. The Patriot Act is a very good example of, would you like to be frisked and, you know, rubbed down at the airport and have all of, you know, your rights kind of changed and taken away forever? Most people, you know, before 2001 are going to say, I don't think so.
Yeah, if anyone came and touched you like that out in the street.
Not going to happen.
Well, if someone came out in the street right now, you're walking to your mailbox and they came out and touched you the way they do at the airport, what would you do?
Hold up.
I would do more than say, hold up. telling you.
So now then, as a result of three planes hitting three buildings.
Mm-mm, just two.
Well, the Pentagon.
Oh, you're right. Well, I guess they did hit it. You're right. I was thinking of building seven.
Oh, well, yeah. That one just fell on its own.
Yeah, it just fell down. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you're right.
But as a result of that, then everyone agrees, well, I guess it does make sense that you consider me as a terrorist in my own country.
Guilty till proven innocent.
Yeah, wait a minute. That's not how our justice system
It does work worked. Now. It does now.
Yeah.
It absolutely works that way now.
Hmm.
So yeah, masks made to look good and helpful and wonderful, but to actually evil. And no, I think that we have, you said it, it's easy to look back and see the evil. What's hard is looking forward or at the present and saying, where's this really going?
I think that when you finally take that look and go, you know, that doesn't seem right. It then gives you the ability to start looking forward in that maybe you don't always have it exactly right, but you also don't just willingly walk right in and go, oh, well, this has to be what it is because they said so.
Well, it's called pattern recognition.
Hmm.
And those same evil systems have patterns. And so if you can start to recognize the magic formula, you can start to eyeball, like you just said, you may not always be 100% right. They call those people conspiracy theorists because they're looking forward and sometimes they get it wrong, but a lot of times they get it right.
Well, and they at least connect that there's a similar pattern here to what I've seen before. You know, I have heard though, they say about the devil that he's just not really creative.
Hmm.
Can't really create anything new. So got to use the same tactics over and over again.
Yep.
And if you look back through history, kind of see the same tactics over and over again. So I don't know. Maybe there's something to it. Maybe not. Who knows?
One of the big masks or Trojan horses of our day.
Masks. We wore those in 2020.
Yes, we did. And under this guise of being incredibly helpful, trying to protect people, is this phrasing of, it's three letters, DEI.
Hmm.
What is that? It stands for?
That's diversity, equity, and inclusion.
And it sounds great, but what it truly does is it actually punishes some people.
And rewards others.
And not the way you're thinking. It punishes, for example, if you are of a certain sexual preference or of a certain color, you're given special privileges and special rights above other people. So it's the new privilege class, the untouchables.
Yeah, even though your privileges and rights well, not necessarily rights, but your privileges and opportunities you've been offered based upon these specificities aren't at all the reason in which you should be in a position.
Right. So you're elevated solely because you identify a certain way, which in my opinion isn't equality. It's not even equity. It's
nonsense.
But this is where we are, and it's being taught in university. It's being taught in our regular high schools and middle schools and elementary schools. Hey, it's being preached from pulpits and from the same kind of pulpits in our political system. It's being pushed everywhere, and it's presented as, it's so good, Tyler. Why would you oppose it? Are you a racist? But if you talk about these kind of things, you're a bad guy, because most people lack the skill to look forward and see where it's going.
Well, as I said, you got to start by looking backwards. Because when you look backwards, you'll see how you got where you are. And then from that point, you can see that, I'd have never went there had I known that's what it really was. So now I might want to start taking a little bit better look at where I'm going to make sure that... maybe in the future I can avoid getting into a similar circumstance.
Can I give an example of what you just said? How many times do you have to hit yourself in the face with your right hand before you realize that hurts?
I'll give you a better example. Not being able to see very good when I go into a new place I've never been before. It doesn't take me long if I run into a couple things to remember that they're there.
Well, I totally see that. That makes perfect sense. But how about this, though? So after you realize it hurts to smack yourself in the face with your right hand, do you think it's going to hurt less with your left?
No, I don't think so.
You know what I mean? It's like you see a pattern, right? And so while you've never been struck by your left hand before, it hurt enough with your right that you're like, you know what? No, it's a bad idea. Now, by the way, do you ever hit yourself in the face?
Not usually, no.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
If a mosquito lands on your face, are you going to shoo them off or smack them?
I'm just going to do a little shimmy.
Really? You let them go?
I kill them.
I kill them. I'm like, you're not taking my blood for free, buddy. No, I mean, we've all got to wise up and realize, stop coasting and stop being led by the nose, having a ring in your nose and being pulled. In America, unlike other countries, it's we the people.
That's right. And it turns out it actually doesn't matter your sexuality, your color, your belief, what you do on your own time. It's just that it's we the people.
We are the government.
We should be one. We should be united. We should be, how does that go? All for one for all?
The people that we put at the top are our representatives. They're not our dictators.
Our rulers.
We the people. And that means the citizenry, we the regular folk, need to inform ourselves not only of what's been, but what is and where it's going.
And I think in some ways, maybe those who are on the top in representation need informed of that a little bit as well.
Absolutely.
Not in a way of any form of violence.
Not at all.
Because that's never ending well for anyone. But in a way of documenting and, you know, having your voice heard and being on the record. And I don't know if you've, let's just say 1,000 people, which is nothing in the grand scheme of the amount of people actually in the country, step up and demand some change and demand, hey, this isn't going to go the way you guys are trying to push it. These guys oftentimes backtrack like they just took their hand off a hot stove.
There are legal ways you can remove corrupt people. And listen, even the ignorant people out there that frustrate you, have dialogue. Talk to people you disagree with.
Man, I'd frustrate myself with my own ignorance.
Well, but you try to be informed, right? That's why we're always trying to be students and learn. Find people who challenge you. Find people who disagree with you and have conversations, because there's an exchange, right? There's a sharpening that occurs, and we the people get better.
Oh, like iron sharpens Absolutely. Iron kind of thing. Absolutely. All right. I thought you just surrounded yourself with yes men. Now I know.
You argue with me all the time.
Oh, that's right. That's right. As always, this has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes, as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here, and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. If you like what you've heard, Please subscribe and share the word. Peace, love, and God bless. And remember, the eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.